traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Catches him with a knee. And he's... Austin Idol's going after the figure four. Austin Idol has gone after the figure four. And what is Idol doing? Idol is strapping those legs together. Austin Idol is strapping those legs together. And it's becoming obvious to me. Austin Idol must be... He must be a bounty hunter. Finley comes in, tries to break it up. The world champion catches him. Donovan comes in, the champion catches him. And we've got total bedlam and chaos here. Donovan caught again by Harley Race, the world champion. In the meantime, Tommy Rich is still tied into that figure four. And the pain has to be tremendously intense. Steve Travis is in there. Kevin Sullivan wrestling too. Wait a minute. The world champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. World champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. And now they're all after Austin Idol. They're all after Austin Idol. And this man, obviously, this man was willing to sacrifice his body and everything else for a bounty.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
You know that Dusty is a bomb. And wrestling too is such a slob. Compared. Number two, a neck sucking dog. He even made fun of his family. Well, he said he had one word to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace. Number two? Well, how can I know for sure?
at you, loud and strong, and it warms the cockles of my heart to hear them sing it, because they know it's true that I am the women's pet and the men's regret, that I am the prettiest, the sexiest, the richest, the meanest, and the greatest all-round athlete of all time. And like I've said before, there was only one Caesar in Rome, and there's only one Caesar in wrestling, darling, and you're listening to him. Makes no difference where I go, whether it's in the movies, whether it's in the restaurants, whether it's in the airport.
Welcome, everybody, to the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol Worldwide Podcast. This is episode 53, and here's a shocker for you. It ain't all about me. It's about just about everybody else but me. But to start this thing before we really get rolling, oh, man, the heartbreaking news of Kobe Bryant. His daughter, 13 years old, and all those fine people that were in that helicopter that went down out in California. I mean, it stopped everybody in their tracks. When I saw that, I'm sure that you can all relate to it. You had to think, this can't be really happening. I mean, he's 41 years old. He's a sports icon, the beautiful daughter, only 13, she's a baby. And all the wonderful people that were on that helicopter, you wonder, how can that happen? How can it be? But it does happen. It happened to me. It was a different circumstance. I was in a small plane. I and three other passengers, we crashed in the middle of Tampa Bay, February 20th, 1975, out in the middle of the water. Three of us survived, one didn't. But in Kobe Bryant's case, nobody survived. They all died. They all went up in flames. It was horrific. I mean, it was really, really horrific. And it rocked the world. It really rocked the world. So, you know, my condolences and thoughts and prayers to Kobe's wife and the other children and all the relatives, close friends, Lakers community, basketball community, sports community, global community, everybody. That's a big loss. That's really a big loss. And it just goes to show you, I mean, one second you can be on top of the world, but you don't even have to be on top of the world. You can just be in the world, and it goes away, just like that. But speaking of basketball, on a positive note, I want to congratulate my good friend, Scotty Richardson. Scotty Richardson, North Carolina Independent State Athletic Association, Mid-Carolina Conference, Varsity Men's Basketball Coach of the Year for 2019-2020 season. What a career my buddy's had. What a career Scotty Richardson has had. 25 years of coaching. His father coached 45 years. 300 plus wins as a head coach, one state title as a head coach, one state title assistant coach, one state title player, three state Final Fours, Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and 13 former players that are now head coaches. 56 college players produced. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, it really does, but Scotty Richardson, he knows basketball. So congratulations, Scotty. What a great job you're doing, man. Unbelievable. Now, before we get going any further, I want to welcome two new sponsors to the Austin Idols Icons. That's right. Idols Icons. From here on out, it's Idols Icons. The first one. This is a physical fitness institution icon in Greenville, South Carolina. Four, as in the number four. Four Balance Fitness. Owner, operator, fitness extraordinaire is Michael Cole, man. This dude knows his business. Fitness is his business, man. He knows it inside out, upwards, downwards, sideways, backwards, can do it in his sleep. He's really, really, really an elite individual. Michael Cole, strength, cardio, nutrition, wellness, mind, body, soul. I mean, if you're looking for a place to train, if you're looking for a place to really get it right, to have absolutely expert, I'm talking elite expert instruction, you've got to reach out to Michael Cole. He's located at 297 Garlington Road. That's Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. The easiest way to get all the info about Four Balance Fitness, Michael, the staff, what they offer, is go to their website, the number four, fourbalancefitness.com. That's fourbalancefitness.com. Man, they really, really got it going on out there. I was in there the other day, and it's just it's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. Talk about elite. Well, that's it. So reach out to Michael Cole, fourbalancefitness.com. Now, number two, the new idol icon is Palmetto Graphics. Jackie Neal. His friends call him Jackie. And believe me, he has so many friends. They've been in business for 50 years. They are the ultimate graphic printing company. I took a tour of Palmetto Graphics just a couple of days ago. It blew me away. I couldn't believe it, man. You talk about high-tech equipment. They have it going on. They are rocking it, man. Rocking it. I mean, I saw machines and the applications. I had no idea they existed, and what they can do is what's crazy. I mean, they can do these giant commercial jobs, offset printing. They can do digital printing, large format printing, die cutting. I mean, there's nothing these folks can't do. And their whole thing is, I mean, really, sure, they pump out high quality work, no doubt about it. But their thing is trust. Trust. When you do business with them, believe me, you can trust that you're getting the right people to do the right job in the right amount of time. The easiest way to reach out to Jackie Neal is go to their website, palmettographics.com. That's palmettographics.com. Man, if you need any printing whatsoever, little job, big job, doesn't make any difference, reach out to them, palmettographics.com. And of course, you know, we got the legends over here too, man. They're icons. If they're on this show, they're the real deal. They're icons. Mike's Hard. Oh, man, Mike's Hard. Got to love them, love them, love them. They're so cool. They're so much fun. They're all over the place. They're going outside the country. They're already in different countries. I mean, you talk about spanning the globe. These folks are getting up, getting out, and getting after it. Mike's Hard. What laughter tastes like. What laughter tastes like. Come on, man. They know how to yuck it up, but they push out that great, great product day in and day out. They've got flavors that you wouldn't believe, man. You've got to go to their website, mikeshard.com, mikeshard.com, to get all that delicious information. Now, the idol would be remiss if he didn't mention Retro Stoff Studios. You know, I've been talking about it for, gosh, I don't know, a year? Probably a year. They're getting ready to release this thing, I don't know anything about a drop dead date, but they're getting ready to release it. Yeah, release what? Idol Retro Mania Wrestling video game. The Retro Mania Wrestling video game that's getting rave reviews already from what they have released for everybody to kind of goof around with it, play around with it, kind of start getting the feel of the graphics. I mean, the whole thing, the animations. I mean, they've got it going on. Of course, they've got Austin Idol in it. They've got the Road Warriors in it. They got Tommy Dreamer in it. And we know what his name's going to be after Austin Idol slaps that leg, slings his leg lock on him. It's going to be Tommy Screamer. Colt Cabana, BWO, Blue World Order, Zack Sabre Jr., and there's so many, many more. I mean, there's so many more they've been adding to this thing. It's unbelievable. Okay, for now, let's stop there for now on Idol's icons just for a second. I want to just kind of really touch on this subject and make it generic. I want to make it generic. And let's put me out there first. I like to do that. I like to be the first one to step across that line. I want to be the first one. I don't mind leading. I don't mind it. I don't mind taking it for the team. I've done that. I did it in the Snake Pit in Tampa, Florida for about a year, man. I took that for the team. But what I want to say to each and every one of you, while those of you are going through these trials, man, these tribulations, all these challenges, trying to climb that hill, trying to climb that mountain, trying to get up there to the pinnacle, the summit, the zenith, you're trying to reach the top, you're going to get it. You're going to get it unexpectedly. You're going to get it from someone who you never thought you would get it from, but you're going to get it. And it happens to all of us at one time or another. And then what we have to do is we have to make a decision. It has to be a quick decision. Are we going to let this keep us down, really? Are we really going to let this knock us down and keep us down? Or are we going to get over it? And that's the thing. We got to get over it. There's a lot of people in this world who don't know how to do that. They just hang on, man. They just cling to it. The negativity. It's toxic, man. That heavy metal. They carry it around like it's in a backpack. Yeah. Imagine that. They got a backpack on and it's filled with negativity. Man, it's slowing you down. It's slowing you down. You can't focus on anything else because you got that heavy backpack on that's filled with all that toxic waste. And there's so many people out there that are doing it because they refuse to get over it. They refuse to move forward. They refuse to move on. Now, it's not that difficult. It really isn't. I've talked about this so many times, y'all, and you know it's true. It's a mindset. You've got to coach yourself up. I hear things, not on a regular basis, but occasionally I'll hear something and I think, how come that? I don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. But I don't dwell on it, man. I really don't dwell on it at all. And I want to move away from it as fast as I can. I don't want anything to do with that kind of negativity. The only thing I want something to do with is positivity, positive people. You know, leave the whiners. Leave the whiners to the whiners. They want to moan. They want to groan. They want wine. Let them whine. And give them a whole bunch of cheese to go with the wine, man. It ain't me. It ain't me, babe. No. If you're walking around with a backpack filled with all that negativity and that just toxic waste, cut a hole in the bottom of that backpack and let it all come out. Let it all come out. And you know what's going to happen? The wind is going to fill that backpack. It's going to come in through that hole. It's going to fill that backpack with air, and it's going to provide you with wind that will launch you forward. Yeah, think about it. You'll be moving forward. You're going to have a little wind speed. Instead of something dragging you down, you're going to have a little wind speed from behind you. Yeah. And what a great relief it'll be. What a great relief it'll be, man, to drop that stuff, man. Just drop it. For those of you who are having a hard time dropping that stuff, the bad stuff that's weighing you down, all you have to do is coach yourself up, because nobody else is going to do it for you unless you listen to the show. You got to coach yourself up every single day. Our happiness depends on the quality of our thoughts. Are we going to overcome challenges and situations? Or are we going to hang on to them? Or just drag us down, man? That ain't the way to live life. No way, no how. Overcome. Get it up on your refrigerator. Yeah, I told you about it. Tape it up there, magnetize it, get your Sharpie out, big old bold letters with an exclamation point on the end of it, and then on this other side of it, another one. Our happiness depends on the quality of our thoughts. You see those two every single day on your fridge, I can promise you, as long as you're looking at them and focusing on them and concentrating on those two things, your life is going to get better. I guarantee it, but you got to do it every single day, day in, day out, 7 days a week. Get yourself started before you roll out of that bed, man, that all things are possible and all things are positive. Come on. All things are possible and all things are positive. Start that coaching before those feet hit the floor. You can do it. You will do it. Man, listen, y'all do not me a favor. Do somebody else a favor. Share the show. Share it. Easy. So easy to do. Don't you know somebody, if it's not for yourself, somebody out there that's down, that needs to be lifted up a little bit, picked up a little bit, given a little bit of motivation, a little bit of stimulation. You got to know somebody like that. Why don't you help them out? Share the show. Tell them, say, hey, listen to this. Listen to this. This is some vitamins and nutrition for your soul, man. Got more soul than I can control. I'll be back in a second, y'all. Sit tight. Don't you dare go anywhere. I mean it, too.
Love.
Yeah, darling, it's only rock and roll, and I love it. I don't like it. I love it, man. And the idol is hot, baby. The idol is hot. How hot is he? February the 5th. Next Wednesday. Huntsville, Alabama. I like to think of it as Idleville, Alabama. Not Huntsville. Idleville, Alabama, with none other than Tony Khan's AEW. Austin Idol going to be in the house, y'all. Bring me some cornbread. Bring me some chitlins. Throw me in some collard greens. Maybe some ribs. Yeah, I can eat. I'll eat up. I'll eat up when I get to Huntsville now, y'all. That's deep south. Alabama, the beautiful man. Oh, boy, all through that state of Alabama, did I have some good times. You talk about some intense, not just wrestling fans, but sports fans. When it's college football season, University of Alabama and the Auburn War Eagles, man, it don't get no better. Two iconic football programs. It's amazing. And it all ends up in the Iron Bowl. Oh, that was one of the things I loved about it when I was wrestling through that area. Man, when it was college football season, I mean, you talk about fun. Those people know how to get into it, and they take it seriously. I mean, they don't play. They play, but they don't play, if you know what I'm talking about. So, anyway, if you're around that Huntsville, Alabama area, anywhere in the Alabama area, anywhere in the South, anywhere, if you're anywhere on the globe, and you want to see the idol, be part of AEW, and you talk about a hot commodity. Gosh, man, are they great. I mean, they're unbelievable. It's the Von Braun Center. That'll be next Wednesday, February 5. Yeah, AEW, it's amazing. I mean, it's truly amazing what these folks are doing. They've set the world on fire. And, you know, they've done it pretty quickly. They really have. But they haven't done it without hard work. I mean, these people work hard, tirelessly, endlessly. And that's what dreamers do. See, dreamers don't sleep. They don't sleep. They can't sleep. It keeps them awake. Their passion and their desire, it keeps them awake. They can't get a good night's sleep. They toss and they turn and they roll. They keep thinking. They want to shut it down, but they can't do it. They got that on their mind. How can I be better tomorrow than I was yesterday? How can I improve? What can I do to improve? That's AEW. From the top, Tony Khan, all the way down. And let me tell you something. That roster is crazy good. Crazy good. talented athletes, smart people. I mean, focused people. They don't play games. They got a mission. They're on a journey. And they want to get to the very top and stay there. And they will. They will. Their television ratings are incredible. Incredible. If you have not seen AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights on TNT, do it. Do it, and you will be amazed what these folks do. You'll be totally amazed. So the Idol going to be back in the house in Huntsville, in Idleville, Alabama, next Wednesday, February 5. And it's going to be a hoot, man. Speaking of appearances, we're going to fast forward a little bit to the month of April. April 3, April 4, WrestleCon down in Tampa, Florida. Greg Weiss Promotions has dug deep to bring the Idol in for a couple of days. It's going to be a blast, man. It's going to be a total blast. I mean, Greg Weiss, he's a great guy. He's first class all the way. If he says something, bank on it. It's Platinum Plus. So I'm looking forward to getting back to Tampa. You know, I grew up in Tampa. I went to that darn snake pit in Tampa that almost killed me. It almost killed me, man. But I survived it. Through the grace of God, I survived that thing. But you see, one of the things I look forward to going back to Tampa, I know those little native joints where you could get some killer Cuban Spanish food that would just knock your sock and knock your shoes off. You walk in with shoes, you walk out barefooted, baby. I'm talking about some killer Spanish Cuban food. Oh, man, am I looking forward to that. And another thing, in the month of May, Memphis in May. This will be the first time I've actually appeared at Memphis in May. You go figure now. Come on, go figure. But anyway, I'll be there. Courtesy James Ross, I'll be in Memphis in May. I'm sure they're going to be putting out a lot of PR on it about me being there for the first time. But I'll be there. You can guarantee I'll be there. And I'm really looking forward to that as well. I'm going to go down to Beale Street. I'm going to pop in and see that Jerry Lawler. Oh, yeah, Jerry. Okay, King. You hanging out? I bet you Jerry won't even show up that night in Beale Street. I bet you don't show. He's going no show. He's always talking about Idol no showing. I wasn't a no show. I never no show. Never no show. Unless they gave me a good reason. They don't tell you that. Oh, yeah. They'll tell you. No. They're going to hide that one from you. But anyway, I look forward to it. I'm going to hit that Beale Street. I'm going to go into the King's Place. Going to get me some barbecue. Oh, man, that's going to be fun. So, yeah, that's just a little snippet, a few things that I've got going on. Another Idol icon. Been with me from the jump, man. This guy has been with me from the jump. And I'm really humbled by it. He's just a great guy. He's the real deal. And I've mentioned to him, well, for the longest time now, ever since the beginning, about that if you ever need any legal representation, there's only one person that you want to contact. I don't call him the crusher of the courtroom for nothing. I'm talking about my man, Stephen P. New. With a Steve New Law Firm. It's a Stephen P. New Law Firm. That's new as an N-E-W. And he's always finding new ways to knock his opponents down. If you need legal representation, man, don't you even think about checking out anybody else. Especially if it's like some kind of a big brand, you know, or maybe you had a medical device failure or maybe an automobile failure, seat belts, airbags, no gas tanks, so anything. Cars catch on fire, man. They catch on fire and bad things happen. Appliances, you just name it. I mean, these big brands, big box places, they think that they can just dominate and just crush the little guy. Well, guess what? if you have the crusher of the courtroom in your corner, they ain't going to crush nobody. Because I'll tell you right now, you get Steve New on your side, he'll walk right up to that big old Goliath. Steve will put on a set of brass knucks on each hand and punch him right in the teeth, knock him down, jump on him, yank that hair out, roll over a couple of good knees off the top of the judge's podium onto their back, roll him over, slap that Las Vegas leg lock on him, take his belt off, wrap it around their knees and make them scream like a panther, like that Tommy Dreamer's going to scream when I do the same thing to him. I want to give you Steve New's contact information. It's so easy. Here's his 800 number. It's 800-208-9169. That's 800-208-9169. Or go to his website. That's newlawoffice.com. newlawoffice.com. Make sure you reach out to him. Now, if you're not paying attention to real estate like most people are, you need to. Rates are falling. They can't stay down forever. They never do. It's just the pendulum. The pendulum swings both ways. It's historic. It always does. If you're riding that fence, man, if you're a fence buster, you're riding that fence. You got that herd of cattle behind you. Hello, Terry Funk. Man, get off that fence. Get off that fence. Bring out the cattle prod, Terry. Get that cattle prod over. Let me goose him with a cattle prod. That'll get him off that fence. You got to reach out to my man, Danny Story. He's a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do business all across the United States of America. So you could be living in Hotlanta. You could be living in Huntsville, Alabama, where I'm going to be next Friday, next Wednesday, February the 5th. Dallas, Texas. You could be out in Amarillo with my buddy, Terry Funk. It doesn't make any difference where you live. They got you covered, man. So if you're thinking about getting a residential mortgage, that's what Danny's story is. He's a residential guru. If you're thinking about getting a residential mortgage, or maybe you just want to refi while these rates are low and you've got some higher rates, do it, man. You're going to save a whole bunch of money. I mean, come on. You can go, matter of fact, go to Danny Story's website, DannyStory.com, DannyStory.com. You can reach out to Danny right there. You can even get pre-qualified right there. It won't cost you a penny. You'll probably find out you can afford more than you thought you could. Do it. Danny's been in this business for over 24 years, man. I mean, we're talking, that's why he's an icon. He's an idol icon, like the rest of these folks I've been naming off. He's absolutely an idol icon. Trust me on this. If you're thinking about getting a loan, residential or refinancing, you want to reach out to Danny Story. DannyStory.com. He is famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. It could be a conventional loan, FHA loan, VA loan, USDA loan. He's everything you ever want in a lender. Everything you ever want in a lender. My man, Danny Story. That's why I'm always giving him the glory. Okay, y'all. About time to wrap this baby up. I'm glad you are here to join in. Once again, share this show with somebody. It's going to help somebody, which makes you an indirect helper. I help you. You help somebody else. We're in the helping business, man. That's the business we're in. And if we're not in the helping business, we're in the wrong business. Ain't no doubt about that. So help somebody out. Hey, we all get by with a little help from our friends, don't we? Yeah, we do. We all get by with a little help from our friends. But in the meantime, everybody, I don't care where you live, everybody on the count of three, look west. One, two, three, boom! Right out of that Las Vegas Strip, here he comes! 242 pounds, the universal heartthrob, the women's pet, the men's regret, Austin Idol and O Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet. And before I cut out, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring on my boys. Because one thing we always got to remember, we all got to work together. Canned Heat, that's your cue, darling. Kick it up.
Okay.